I believe they'll do it. I shall now present to you the general authorities and general officers of the church for your sustaining vote. It is proposed that we sustain President Ezra Taft Benson as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Gordon B. Hinckley as first counselor in the first presidency, and Thomas S. Monson as second counselor in the first presidency. Those in favor may manifest it. Those opposed may manifest it. It is proposed that we sustain Marion G. Romney as president of the Council of the 12 Apostles, Howard W. Hunter as acting president of the Council of the 12 Apostles, and the following as members of the council: Marion G. Romney, Howard W. Hunter, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, L. Tom Perry, David B. Haight, James E. Faust, Neil A. Maxwell, Russell M. Nelson, Dallin H. Oaks, M. Russell Ballard, and Joseph B. Worthman. Those in favor, please manifest it. Any who may feel opposed may manifest it. It is proposed that we sustain the counselors in the first presidency and the 12 apostles as prophets, seers, and revelators. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. As announced a few months ago, Elder Jack H. Gosland has been released as a president of the First Quorum of the 70 so that he may serve as president of the British Isles Africa area of the church. Those who wish to extend a vote of appreciation to Elder Gosland for his dedicated service may do so by the uplifted hand. We sustain as the presidency of the First Quorum of the 70, Dean L. Larson, Richard G. Scott, Marion D. Hanks, William Grant Bangerter, Robert L. Backman, Hugh W. Pinnock, and James M. Paramore. Those in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain all of the other general authorities and general officers of the church as at present constituted. Those in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed? President Benson, it appears that the voting has been unanimous in the affirmative.